Unit 9B. Activity 1.
On today's show, we have Mr. Anderson. He works as a test engineer for Magna Powertrain. Mr. Anderson, thank you for being part of today's show. We know that you are busy these days, so let's start with our round of questions. When did people start to build the first cars?
Yes, the first car bodies were built between 1896 and 1910. They were similar in design to horse-drawn carriages, and they were made almost entirely out of wood.
All right. But you guys have changed that in the meantime, haven't you? What material do we use today to build a car body?
The basic material for most parts of a car body is thin sheet metal from a steel mill. To produce sheet metal, liquid steel is cast into blocks and then rolled into thin sheet metal.
Why do we still use sheet metal? In the meantime, people have developed lightweight materials like aluminium or plastics.
Yes, you are quite right. We actually have lightweight materials like aluminium, plastics, carbon materials, or combinations of those available. But we still use sheet metal because it is cheaper than the new lightweight materials.
I see. And besides being cheaper, are there any other advantages of using sheet metal to build a car body?
Yes, thin sheet metal has material properties that are suitable for the automotive industries. These properties are stability, formability, and corrosion resistance.
Okay, very interesting. So we have sheet metal. How do we make car bodies out of it? Which processing methods are used for it?
Well, we use pressing, deep drawing, and punching to receive the desired shapes of the single parts. The reshaping of the different body parts happens, for example, through bending. Punching is also used to get several notches in which later cables can be led through the car body.
This is quite interesting. Wow. Hopefully you will visit us soon again, telling us more about the single production steps.
Yeah, thanks for having me.